He who is faithful in little will be faithful in much. Luke chapter 16, verse 10. The devil speaks. I never demand betrayal in one grand gesture. I suggest efficiency. I whisper, cut this corner, it saves time. Soon, a cathedral built on shortcuts crumbles while everyone swear that they followed policy. The first sin is not greed, it is justification. Every civilization ends not with rebellion, but with rationalization. Counterforce, the discipline of integrity. Integrity is not merely an admirable trait, it is a sacred discipline that reflects the very nature of God Himself. The word integrity comes from the Latin integer, meaning whole or complete. To walk in integrity, then, is to live as a whole being, undivided in heart, thought, and deed, just as God is one in essence and purpose. Scripture teaches that integrity is not a fleeting virtue, but a reflection of divine order. In the New King James Bible, Proverbs chapter 11, verse 3 declares, "The integrity of the upright will guide them, but the perversity of the unfaithful will destroy them." Here, integrity is not only moral steadfastness, it is guidance from God's own wisdom, a spiritual compass pointing toward righteousness. In both the New King James and the Ethiopian Orthodox Tewahedo biblical tradition, integrity is presented as harmony between the inner and outer life. The Ethiopian Bible, in the Book of Sirach, Ecclesiasticus 27-6, teaches, "The fruit discloses the cultivation of a tree, so the expression of a thought discloses the cultivation of a man's mind." Integrity, therefore, is not a performance, it is the outward fruit of inward cultivation. A person of integrity lives transparently, authentically. Their public actions mirror their private convictions because both are rooted in divine truth.